The Torah describes Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. Where does Amalek come from? What is the context out of which this war begins? The Torah tells us Amalek came and fought. Sometimes the threatening, the combative, the evil simply arrives. Ostensibly, there's no reason. Perhaps this is part of the very nature of evil. It arrives without context, without warning, and without any visible cause. It is simply there, and they came. The verses do provide a clue to the context of Amalek's arrival. That clue lies in the location where the war takes place, Rephidim. The preceding verses recount the events that transpired at Rephidim. And the verses describe as following. The whole Israelite community set out and camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moshe, and Moshe said to them, "Why do you test the Lord?" The people thirst there for water, and the people complained against Moshe and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill me and my children and my livestock with thirst?" And the Lord said to Moshe, "Pass before the people and strike the rock, and water shall come out of it." And he called the name of the place Massah Umeriva, because of the quarrel of the Israelites and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is God in our midst or not?" The site of the war with Amalek is the very place where Israel tests God. The background for Amalek's arrival is the people's quarrel with God and their doubt. Various midrashim explain the significance of Rephidim. For example, Midrash Sechel Tov teaches us, why was it called Rephidim? Because they weakened their hands, Rafu Yedehem, from the commandments they were given at Massah, and they turned away from the Torah. Therefore the enemy came upon them, for the enemy only comes because of sin and transgression. According to this reading, Amalek's arrival is the result of a moral and spiritual failure on the part of the Israelites. It presents a principled stance. The approaching enemy, war, and struggle emerge against a backdrop of sin. An alternative midrash describes a different type of weakness. Rabbi Levi said, "To what were Israel comparable? To a father who had a son and carried him on his shoulders through the marketplace. Whenever the son saw something he desired, he said to his father, 'Buy it for me.' And he bought it for him a first, second, and third time. The son then saw a man and said to him, 'Have you seen my father?' The father said to his son, 'You fool! You are riding on my shoulders, and everything you request I provide for you, and yet you say this to the man? Have you seen my father?' What did the father do? He cast him off his shoulders, and a dog came and bit him. So it was when Israel left Egypt. The Holy Blessed One surrounded them with seven clouds of glory. They asked for manna, and he gave it to them. Once he had provided all their needs, they began to wonder and say, 'Is God in our midst?' The Holy One said to them, 'You harbor doubts about me? By your lives, I will let you know. Here, the dog is coming to bite you.' And who is this? This is Amalek. As it says, 'And Amalek came.'" This midrash explains that Israel experienced a moment of total lack of awareness regarding the magnitude and power of the divine gifts. Amalek's arrival was a response to this cognitive and spiritual weakness. The verses in Deuteronomy that describe the war with Amalek hint at this as well. "How he surprised you on the road and cut down all the stragglers in your rear when you were faint and weary and did not fear God." The author of the Yalkut Shimoni clarifies, "And he did not fear God, This refers to Israel, who at that moment had no commandments in their hands. Amalek arrives when Israel is in a state of weakness, rifyon, at a low point, failing to uphold their obligations, their values, and their relationship with the God who brought them out of Egypt. And there's a third option. While the verse describes Amalek as coming to the place where Israel was, we must remember who was actually new in this space. The true newcomers to the wilderness were the Israelites, who had only recently arrived from Egypt. The biblical scholar and commentator Nahum Sarna suggests that the Amalekim likely interpreted the sudden appearance of Israel in the wilderness as a strategic threat, a challenge to their control over the vital trade routes and the region's scarce resources. From this perspective, their brutal attack was a reaction to a perceived intrusion. A final possibility is that Amalek arrives out of a deep historical context, emerging not merely from the wilderness, but from an ancient, tangled knot of kingship with Israel. This is not Amalek's first appearance in the Torah. The verses tell us already in Genesis, Timnah was a concubine of Eliphaz, Esav's son. She bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These were the descendants of Ada, Esav's wife. Amalek is a descendant of Esav, the son of his son's concubine. As we remember, the relationship between the twin brothers Yaakov and Esav was profoundly charged. Yaakov disguised himself as Esav to secure the primary blessing from their father. As the verses describe, Yaakov said to his father, "I am Esav, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Pray, sit up and eat of my game so that you may give me your innermost blessing." Midrash Lekach Tov directly links this family history to the battle in the wilderness. It happened that you, Amalek, were destined to avenge the vengeance of your father's father. As it is written, Esav harbored a grudge against Yaakov. Amalek said, "The time has come to avenge the vengeance of our grandfather and ancestors." This midrash chooses to assume that Amalek has a good reason, one that is both personal and national, to attack Israel. It invokes the memory of the stolen blessing, suggesting that when Israel stands before Amalek, they do not only do so as heirs of their ancestors' merits, zchut, but also as the inheritors of their ancestors' unresolved conflicts and grievances. So the Torah invites us to understand the war with Amalek through multiple lenses. We do not truly know the ultimate origin of Amalek, where war begins, or from where wickedness first springs. We have explored four different possibilities. Perhaps it arises from a place of pure malice, devoid of reason or historical context. Perhaps it comes as an exploitation of Israel's moment of vulnerability, either as a direct consequence or a divine resonance of the people's own spiritual decline. Perhaps it emerges from the fear that Israel would seize the resources held by others, and perhaps it arises from a deep, charged, ancestral context. The multiplicity of lenses suggests reading the conflict with Amalek as a mythic event that offers us important perspectives on war as part of the human condition. By providing four distinct possibilities, the verses encourage us to reflect on the different ways we encounter evil and conflict in our lives and teach us to navigate a world in which war erupts. These interpretations of Amalek invite and maybe even demand of us recognition of the existence of the irrational and evil, to hear the call to responsibility and upholding our own values, recognition that conflict is often grounded in material distress, and accounting for historical sediments and legacies. May the one who makes peace in his heights make peace upon us. Shabbat Shalom.